out of your head. Then tune into the Nardcast, baby.
Yo, you'll listen to the Nardcast.
You are listening to the Nardcast.
What's up, everyone? This is Leighton from the Courtesy Sphere. You're listening to the freshest podcast on the planet.
That's right, you're listening to the freshest podcast on the planet. That's right, the Nardcast. You're listening to episode 103. And I'm telling you, we're doing 20 episodes right now in 30 days. I'm telling you, if you don't know, now you know. We're doing 30 episodes in 30 days. That's right, and right now we're on Thursday on day 20. That's right, and I have my dear friend, Gail Skidmore, on the set. She's a singer-songwriter, and she's going to talk music with me. And she's going to talk about some upcoming events, as well as a new album release that might be happening up in August. So what is going on with Gail Skidmore? What's up, Gail?
How you doing?
Not too bad.
Just making coffee.
Are you making coffee?
Yeah.
That is what's up, because I actually had like 3 cups of coffee right now, and I'm over here having the jitters right now, just trying to relax a little bit, but I'm on like my 3rd cup of coffee. So yeah, I'm just trying to, I don't know why I'm on my like 3rd cup, but you know how it goes. But anyway, I just want to say thanks for being on the show, and I'm really excited to have you on because I know you got a couple things going on, and I've been actually following you as an artist and for a while now. So I'm really excited to be able to have you finally on the show to talk music with me and also about things that's going on with you. So before we get into that, I just want to just talk a little bit about, you know, your upcoming event that's going to be happening in June, if you care to talk about that a little bit.
Yes, I'm really excited. I'm going to be opening up for Lisa Loeb on Sunday, June 2nd at the Casbah. So that's kind of a dream come true for me. Her album was the first one that I ever got, and the only one I had for about a year, and I used to drive my sisters crazy and just play it all the time.
What?
So I'm really excited.
That is super cool. Now, how did you get involved with that? Like, did Casbah get into contact with you with that, or were they just looking for some?
I actually asked Lisa. We've chatted here and there. I met her in 2006 when I was living in LA. I just met her at a show, and we had chatted back in August. She asked me to send her one of my albums, and then she was really nice to tweet about it and said some really nice things. And we discovered that we'd both done.
Yep, that's true. Big ups to the Trolley Show. So that's cool, though. I didn't know Lisa Loeb did the Trolley Show as well. Interesting.
Yeah, so we chatted about that, and then I ended up just, you know, taking a shot in the dark and asking her if she wanted to come down and play a show with me.
That is super cool. Now, why Lisa Loeb, though? So this is obviously one of your favorite artists. Like, what really interests you about her music and everything?
There's a few things. One of them, I really just like her songs. I think they're really cool. She's a really nice person, and I just think it's really nice when any artist will help out another artist who's trying to make it, and just kind of give them a hand. And also, she was the first independent artist to have a number one single.
Oh, wow. I did not know that. Wow.
Yeah. So she's just really inspiring to me, and I just like her songs. I think they're really cool. And she's kind of the first artist who I looked at and thought, like, oh, I do something similar to that. Like, maybe I should play a show. So she's kind of part of the reason why I started playing my songs for other people.
That's super cool. That's awesome. All right, so real quick, this is going to put you on the spot right here. Top 3 Lisa Loeb songs. Go, right now.
probably just your standard ones. I mean, everybody loves Stay. And I love it too. I probably like It's Over from her Tales, Nine Stories, and then Firecrackers.
Okay. Impressive. All right. That's what's up. All right, so hit this show up. This is going to be at the Casbah on June 2nd. Do you know what time by chance?
Mm-hmm. Doors are at 8 o'clock.
Perfect. Now I have all the information up on the on my website, so people will know to hit this up on June 2nd, which is going to be this Sunday. So hit it up at the Casbah. And before we get into your upcoming album, I want to talk a little bit about some music, because you actually provided me with 2 artists. So let's talk about the first one real quick before we toss to the song.
Okay. The first artist is Claire and the Reasons, and they are one of my favorite bands. They're based out of Brooklyn, And I actually discovered them at the Casbah.
Oh, nice.
And they were touring with a band called My Brightest Diamond. And they're on Asthmatic Kitty, and I found them through Fiona Stevens, who I've been a fan of forever. So that's the musical trail, how I found them. I actually got to go and see them when I was on tour in Brooklyn in October. My friend Chelsea from Minor Birds and I were out there, and there was a free secret show at the Standard Hotel in the penthouse. And so we got to go and go to this really amazing venue and see an exclusive show and then get to chat with them a bit. So that was really amazing. I just think their music is beautiful.
Now, what kind of music?
And
what
it's kind of...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
What kind of music?
Yeah.
Magical music. Kind of pulsy.
Oh, nice.
Indie music. Claire's husband, Olivier, does all the string arrangements for the band and tours with her and plays violin and several other instruments. And it's kind of just quirky. Sometimes Claire will play, you know, she'll play banjo and she'll play the washboard. So it's really fun. I really like people who are creative in that way, and they're just, they put on the best live shows I've ever seen.
Nice.
And she kind of has kind of a darker twist to some of her songs, even though they're kind of upbeat and cheery sounding. Mm-hmm. I'm a real lyric person, so I kind of just appreciate the irony of that. And this song that I picked out represents that.
Cool. And the song that you picked out is called Murder, They Want Murder.
Yep.
Interesting. All right, so let's hear it right here. That we have Claire and the Reasons. We're going to play a song called Murder, They Want Murder, right here on episode 103, hanging out with my homegirl Gail Skidmore via phone, and we're talking day 20 of 30. So hit it up right here. Here's a song called Murder, They Want Murder by Claire and the Reasons right here on the NARcast. Yup. All right, that was a song by Claire and the Reasons, a song called Murder, They Want Murder. And again, this is a band fresh out of New York, Brooklyn, right? Is that right, Gail?
Brooklyn, yeah.
That's right, all right. And again, that was a song called Murder, They Want Murder, right here on episode 103. And then hit me up on the narcast.podomatic.com, as well as follow me on Twitter, at the Narcast. And then if you're not liking me on Facebook, I think you should. So hit me up, facebook.com/the Narcast, because I'm only at like 305 and I want to be on Gail Skidmore status. So I want like maybe like 2,000 more likes so I can be on Gail Skidmore status. So yeah, please go like the Facebook and then also go like the Twitter. So cool. I got my homegirl Gail Skidmore hanging out on day 20 of 30 episodes. And again, if you don't know what's going on, I'm trying to do 30 episodes in 30 days without stopping. So that means some days I might not even know what I'm going to do, and I'm just going to get on the podcast and just start rambling on about nonsense, but about music and underground stuff. So, you know, and that's what I do. I can talk music all day, so it's really not that big of a deal. But anyway, so I have Gail Skidmore on, and she's actually providing me with music today, and you just heard Claire and the Reasons. But now we're going to move on to another artist, which is I'll let you do the rest, Gail.
This is Lost in the Trees. I found this band when I was on tour in Salt Lake City in the fall. And I was actually just in a coffee shop with my friend who I was touring with. And they were playing the Lost in the Trees album. And I never do this, but I thought it was so amazing. And I went and asked who the band was. And then I checked them out and bought their album. So hoping to see them live sooner or later. And this song is called Golden Eyelids.
Nice. And you haven't seen them live yet, right?
Not yet.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, let's let the Nardicans hear it then. Golden Eyelids by Lost in the Trees. And you're listening to it right here on episode 103, one of the freshest podcasts on the planet. And I'm sure Gail Skidmore would agree. All right, check it out right here on the Nardcast.
Oh, see red.
Listening to episode 103 with my homegirl Gail Skidmore, and that was a song called Golden Eyelids by Lost in the Trees. This was a song that was discovered by Gail at a coffee shop in Utah. Is that right?
That's right.
That's really cool. That's really cool. All right, so let's talk about Gail Skidmore here for a second. So what's going on with the new album that you're going to drop?
I actually got my finished album yesterday.
Nice.
So all the tracks are done. I've been working on it for 4 months.
Wow. Congratulations, by the way. Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
Cool. So now, what's the name of the album and everything?
Pardon?
I'm sorry. What's the name of the album and, like, what was the who recorded it and what was the songwriting process like for you in this, on this album?
This album is a 12-song album that I recorded with Ben Moore from a local band called The Style Tones.
He's a really amazing
engineer. Yeah, they're a great band, a funk band in San Diego. And he has worked with Switchfoot and a bunch of other amazing bands. He did a really amazing job engineering and co-producing the album with me. And it's kind of more of a rock pop album than what I've done in the past.
Oh, okay.
I played with some really great players. I did Nucci from Lady Dottie and the Diamonds.
Oh, very cool. Very
Darren
cool.
Pye, who is in an old band called the Dance Floor Prophets, that he plays with a lot of great people. He played bass. He also played bass on my Make Believe album. And Daniel Crawford, who also played on Make Believe. He plays in Blackout Party and several other bands in San Diego, played guitar for me. But we had some other amazing people come in and play on the record. We had some symphony players come up with strings, and we had the San Diego Gay Men's Chorus sing on one of the songs.
Oh, wow.
So it was a lot of fun, and I think it sounds amazing. It's my best one yet. It's my 12th album, and can't wait to release it.
Wow, your 12th full-length album.
Well, not 12 full length, but 12 indie release.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. All right. Because I was like, wow, I don't even think many of my favorite bands are even on their 12th full length album. Okay, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
I will be soon enough.
I know, right? The rate you're going. But you know what? That's awesome, though, that you're able to go out there and just, like, produce, like, some solid tracks for an album. And I can't wait to actually check this new album out. And so I'm hearing that you're going to try to maybe do, like, some Kickstarter for this album coming up.
Yeah, we kind of went over budget with some of the things for the record, and added 3 extra songs, and then we redid the 3 songs that I just released from my vinyl EP. Like, we just did a bigger string section and recut some of the vocals because we could, but now we're kind of stuck and need to do a little fundraising just to get the album out there and do some publicity and stuff. But I'm doing another coloring book. I've got all the artwork done and just been doing the design work for that.
Nice.
There's a picture and lyrics to each song. It's my second coloring book.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to keep going with it. It's a really fun thing for me, and I feel like it makes it interactive.
I agree.
Just really enjoy it.
I agree, because I don't think anyone else is doing that. And then you want to know what? I feel like if I ever produced an album and try to get it out, instead of doing a coloring book, because I wouldn't want to steal your idea, obviously, but I would probably do like a crossword puzzle. I like put like maybe a crossword puzzle on one of the pages, then maybe I'll do like a word find.
Fun.
Yeah, see, no one's doing that, so yeah, I think I'll probably do something similar, but maybe like on my own little touch of creativity, you know. So yeah, that's really cool. So you're gonna try to so when are you expecting to drop it? Like, because I know your Kickstarter is gonna try to get some funds out there to be able to, you know, drop it. But do you have a specific time or specific month that you want to drop the album?
I'd like to release it in mid to late August.
Okay.
This fall.
Nice.
Ideally.
Cool. That'd be cool.
It was originally supposed to be out in June, but It never goes the way you plan it with
yeah,
music.
I hear that. But hey, at least, you know, at least it's all mastered. You have the final copy and you obviously have the album artwork as well, right? Mm-hmm. All that's done? Yeah. So all you got to do now is just pop it up on Kickstarter and make some money off that so you can get it out there on the shelves and everything. So that'd be what's up. Cool. So what are you gonna play for us today? I know you selected a track from is this off your new album coming up, or is this gonna be an older song?
This is gonna be the new album. This is our new version of the song from the Zombie Heart EP called Field of Marigolds.
Nice.
So I'm really not supposed to put out any songs from the new album yet. According to my people.
Uh-oh.
But this one, since it's already been released, I figured was a safe thing to do. But this will be the first time anyone hears this new
nice.
Version.
Nice, that is what's listening. Up. So you're hearing this for the first time on the NARCAST episode 103, and it's Field of Marigolds, which is also found off the EP of Zombie Hearts, but it's also on the new album that's going to drop sometime in August. So I'm super excited to have this song and one of my favorite singer-songwriters in San Diego on the show. I'm super honored, and I'm glad you're able to work with my busy, crazy schedule today, and actually this whole week, because I've been trying to get you on a little earlier this week, but this fits perfect because it's a Thursday, your show's on Sunday, so it all works out for both of us. So, and I'm super, super stoked to hear the song and actually have you on the show. So this is great. I love it. But is there anything else you want to add about maybe the music or the event happening at Casbah on the 2nd or any shout-outs? You got to give shout-outs because every guest gives shout-outs.
So Lisa Loeb, thanks for coming down and playing this show with me. I'm super excited.
Yeah, big shout-out to Lisa Loeb.
Thanks for having me on your show as well. It's been really fun.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear that. And you hearing it first right here on episode 103 of the NARCAST, and we're doing day 20 of 30. And I just want to remind everybody, don't forget about Saturday, which is day 22. I'm drinking deuces on 22, and I need someone to come hang out with me and just drink cans of 22-ounce beers with me, either Tecate or PBR, whatever your choice is. If you're hipster, you're probably going to go with PBR. But if you're normal like myself, you might just go with Tecate's or maybe even Miller Lite. So yeah, I'm giving the option out. I'm throwing it out there. If you want to come hang out with me on a Saturday night and talk music and drink 22-ounce beers on day 22 of 30, be my guest and come hang out. That's all I got to say. But so we're going to leave you with a song called Field of Marigolds that will be found off the new album by Gail Skidmore here in a second. But before we get into that, I want to also remind you to hit up facebook.com/Gail Skidmore. Is that right? For your music page. Gail Skidmore Music. My bad. Gail Skidmore Music, and then the website is GailSkidmore.com. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah.
All right, cool. And then Twitter, you have Gail Skidmore. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a bad host, am I? I should know all this, right? I should know everything about the guest that's going to be on the show. But I just like, you know, I like the guests to know their own material, too. You know, I, that's why I'm asking you, like, is that right? Because I want to make sure you know. So, all right, so hit her up on Facebook, Gail Skidmore Music, and then also Twitter, Gail Skidmore, and then she has her main website, GailSkidmore.com, and from there you can find out more information about the event at Casbah with Lisa Loeb. She'll be opening up for Lisa Loeb. Doors open at 8, is that right?
That's correct.
Cool, and is it true that you're going to be baking cookies?
Or yes, it is.
Oh, snap. What kind, though? Is it peanut butter? Is it chocolate chip or raisin?
I usually bake chocolate chip cookies from scratch.
Nice. You know what? I just might come through just for the cookies and the music, so I might have to come through and hit you up on Sunday just for my special homemade chocolate chip cookies by Gail Skidmore. I can't wait. It's going to be great. Cool. All right. Well, thanks for being on the show, Gail. I really appreciate that. And again, we are listening to the NARCAST episode 103, and we're going to end the show out with a song called Field of Marigolds, which will be found off her next upcoming album that's going to drop in August. And then keep in touch because she's going to be starting a Kickstarter pretty soon. And I'm pretty sure there'll be more details about that later. So we are out, and I hope you enjoyed the show. All right. I'm out. Peace.